I really begged and pleaded for him.
Hello?
Mike Manitow's on line two.
They just voice voted the comprehensive health planning bill.
That's wonderful. Now,
$2 billion.
We got any chance to get that up in the House?
Henry's working on the chairman, see if he can do something.
Where does that come from over there? Interstate?
Commerce, yes.
That's, was it a relatively, I gather, nonpartisan?
Oh, cripes, no problem with it, anywhere at all in the Senate. And they haven't been debating it now for 20 minutes, and they voice voted it.
Who led the debate?
Hill. Mm-hmm.
Is your other schedule going pretty well there?
Oh, yes. They'll be on poverty now. And, of course, old Joe Clark is a little upset because his troops aren't here, and he's afraid they're going to cut his high figures.
Well, they ought to.
Of course they ought to.
Have you been to see Mansfield Dirksen and told them about our budget figure?
I have.
If they're ever going to do it, this is where they ought to stand by them now. Don't be hollering me to impound it if they can't stand up to it.
That's right.
You ought to go tell both of them that we increased this $250 million. From last year and when we cut everything else. And that we just think that they really murder us if they put us in a position. Going back over there and fighting it out of the House, they ought to get it to the budget figure.
Right.
I think both of them ought to know that. Are either one of them going to do anything about it?
Senator Mansfield, he takes the attitude that, pretty hard to cut these back, but I think he'll support the Dirksen motion.
Why don't the two of them go together and offer an amendment to restore the budget figure?
All right, I'll suggest that too.
That's what they ought to do as a matter of national policy. If they won't stop inflation, it's the best thing. Damn market's off 4 or 5 times every time Morris or Clark or some of them make a speech. And it's off again today. They say it's just spending, spending, spending. And our expenditure, you can tell Senator Mansfield, my guess is that this year, when the fiscal year ends, the best guess I can give him today, I wouldn't give this to Dirksen, but you can tell him that it's $125 billion.
Oh,
and I set up a 112 budget.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't stop that, that doesn't include this item.
Yes.
But if he doesn't stop it, we just run. And he just sits there and smiles and looks like a good priest and doesn't do anything about it.
Right.
And I rather think that I'll try to see them this afternoon, he and Dirksen. You don't tell him that, but
all right.
Just tell him if I had to see he and Dirksen, what would be the best time this afternoon, not to mention it to Dirksen until I find out.
All right.
But I may want to see him about this rest of this year.
Yes. All right, sir.
What follows this? Poverty?
Poverty. That'll be they're having some calendar calls, some non-controversial bills.
Then what'll it take? 2 days on poverty? Today and tomorrow?
If we're lucky, we could get it today, but it'll probably be tomorrow.
Can you follow through and make Scoop try to get a conference on that transportation? That's awfully important because
I need
to select a man and I need to get him in. I'd like to get him confirmed before they get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Tell him that's a problem.
I talked to him just a minute ago, Mr. President, and he said McClellan's coming in tomorrow night. They'll ask for a conference on Wednesday, and he says there should be no tomorrow.
All right. Tell him now when you see him that to tell the House to be ready because what I need is to need this, then get a man, get him FBI'd out and then get him confirmed so he can set it up, you see.
Right.
And tell him the maritime workers are shoving me awfully hard to get some action.
All right.
And I can't do anything on that or on the Great Lakes or on any of these questions until I get a secretary.
Sure.
All right.
All right, sir.
I got to get him confirmed, you see.
Yes.
All right.
All right.